بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Virtues of the Believers, Friday the 3rd of Ramadan, 1394, the 20th of September, 1974. O my brother believer, live up to your name. O my brother, if someone calls you a believer, you are happy. But if someone raises the slightest doubt about your faith, you're upset. You might tell me, what's the point in telling us we don't really have faith and we don't really believe in your speeches? Oh, my so-called believing brother, do you do infaq? Remember, this isn't just about whether you spend money. You spend a lot of money. You spend so much money during the month of Ramadan. You cook delicious food. You lay out an impressive spread. You invite your friends and family. You spend a lot. But do you also do infaq? Dear speaker, how much you speak, how much you breathe, how much you use your lungs, your chest, your existence, your body and your limbs. How much you deploy your powers of explanation. But do you do infaq from this power? It is not artful to speak a lot. Rather, saying that which needs to be said, that is artful. The first is not infaq, only the second is. O you who spends his high dignity and prestige, you write a letter to someone. You have a meeting with someone to achieve something. You see someone to make sure they do what you wanted. Someone tells someone else to do something. Someone worthy of respect uses someone to get somewhere. You spend your dignity and prestige. But do you do infaq with it?
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
O you who spends his wealth in various ways, whether in the name of religion or the name of something else. Yes, sometimes a person spends his money in the name of religion without that being infaq. Do not be surprised about this, as it does happen. And how bitter it is when it does. You give so much money in the name of religion, you spend so much. But this still isn't infaq because you aren't filling a gap, because you're not curing an ailment, because you're not meeting a need that is present in society. No, the real capital of the believer, the thing that is the mark of a true believer, is nothing other than infaq. And spend, yunfiquna, out of what we have provided them. So if you really want to give your time, or your dignity, or your money, or something, you had better think long and hard. Is this really infaq, or are you just spending haphazardly? It is they who are the truly faithful. They shall have ranks near their Lord, forgiveness. The Quran, Surah 8, verse 4. This is the same forgiveness, maghfirah, whose meaning we explained in yesterday's lecture, and I hope that you can recall what we discussed.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me. You